Amen. I don't actually see anybody on the Zoom, but at least it's recording, so yeah. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. We saw yesterday, it came out of Machlekes Rashi against Tosfos and the Ramban. How do you understand what the Gemara is kind of like going to Gaza? Where it says when the tashlumin of domim are more than the tashlumin of midah, then about you have to pay the tashlumin of domim because like garam gazim. So Rashi learns that it means that the tashlumin truma you'd say with the smaller amount with the midah, but you have to be mashlim domim. You have to be mashlim tashlumin of domim because the Torah is gazim ba'alma, and pass with that means just with money. You don't even have to, it doesn't even have to be pairs. It could just be money. We use that to understand Rashi in the Gemara and Gittin. That Rashi says that you talk about this, that you tashlum if you ate truma Torah and you paid with truma Tumeya. So Rashi's been derived, it's good because Lufi need the Mishalim. So you're saying, yes, what do you mean? They're going to Gazi. So you said, in the money you talk, I have to make up. But the tashlum truma finished. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, he says, "Rabban learned that legarim gadlin means that when the tashlumi domim are more than the mita, then you have to pay the domim mitin tashlumi truma payers, and it becomes truma, and it's only royal lehesek if it's domim and so on." The Ramban is meisif hasvara that what the Gemara means by legarim gadlin is not that he's a gadlin also. The Gemara means that the din of lefimita was only said lahachmer not laakol, meaning in tashlumi truma itself it's mistaber. That even if it is lefimido, it's lefimido lahachmer, but not lefimido lach. So midin tashlumi truma if lefidomim is more than tashlumi truma lefidom. Now, the machlekes is totally in a deep issue. That is, we have two parshas in the Torah, gazlin and tashlumi truma. Ishkiyachul kaidish. What extent, when a person eats truma that belongs to a kohen, to what extent are both parshis in play? Meaning, now Itaka asks, it's rovot zanim now to chiyuvim. He has a chiyuv as gazim. He has a chiyuv as tashlumi truma. Both parshis are in play. Or I say that the parsha of tashlumi truma replaces the parsha of tashlumi gezel. And since he's in the parsha of tashlumi truma, he's not in the parsha of tashlumi gezel. Tashlumi truma comes instead. And as a replacement for Tashlumei Gezel, without doing that. But P. Rashi, what we say in Rashi, which way does Rashi hold?
In both.
That completely holds Yad, but yeah, both. After the cast of Rashi holds, as long as you could talk about a little bit within Tashlumei Truma and a little bit within Tashlumei Gezel. If the tashlumi gezel, but that's still true. Even according to Rashi, if both parshas are in play, you don't pay twice. You don't pay the keren twice. And maybe that's a chiddush a little bit because tashlumi truma is a kapar, Rashi said, and maybe it would have been a welcome in svara to think that since tashlumi truma is a kapara, maybe you have to pay the keren of gezel and then pay the keren again as tashlumi truma. You have to pay 200%. So that's apparently not true. Tashlumi truma at the end of the day, even though it's a kapar, it's also a tashlumi. So Tyson Bamatsiad Mem Zion says that Tashlumi Truma is a Tashlumin. So you don't have Tashlumin double, you don't have Tashlumin twice. You never have to pay 200%. But Batsim, you have two chiyuvim, you have a chiyuv Teres, so it can overlap. You know, you can have one money that'll cover both, or one Paris, self against that'll cover both. But Batsim, you have two chiyuvim. And in the case where the Parsha of Tashlumi Gizdail is Machayev you more than the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma, if Tashlumi Truma is Lefimido, then you could have the Tashlumi Gezel more than Tashlumi Truma. So you'll pay the Tashlumi Truma, but you'll still have the balance outstanding within Tashlumi Gezel. So Rashi is clearly you have both Chiyuvim at the same time. What about Lefi Tosfos and the Ramban? Tosfos and the Ramban say that Legarim Gazan just means that you didn't Tashlumi Truma, you pay Lefi Domim. If Lefi Domim is more, so you didn't Tashlumi Truma, you pay Lefi Domim. According to them, is there still also a din of Tashlumi Gezel? From the din itself, that you pay, that if the dhammim is more, you have to pay the dhammim and peiros because that's the truma also could be lufi dhammim. So that's not a ra'i either way. But Taisa and Rabban happen to hold that Tashlumi Truma could also be Lufi Dhamma. Tashlumi Truma is not necessarily Lufi Mida, even Lama Dhamma or the Tashlumi Truma Lufi Mida, but Tashlumi Truma could also be Lufi Dhamma, whichever is greater. And that doesn't mean there's not also Parsha of Tashlumi Gezalir. Maybe there is a Parsha of Tashlumi Gezalir as well. There's no Nafkanina. Because if Tashlumi Mida, if Tashlumi Truma are going to rise to, are going to inflate to take up the whole Lufi Dhammim, then there won't be any practical Nafkanina in the fact that you also have Tashlumi Gezalir. But in theory, it might well be a Parsha of Tashlumei Gezel as well. We'll see soon an Afghanin maybe. But I think there is a raya from the way the Ramban explains the Svar Legarmi Gazlan. The way the Ramban is mazbe the Svar Legarmi Gazlan. Why, if Truma Be'etzim should be Lupi Mido, so what's the Svar Legarmi Gazlan when the Domim is more than Midin Tashlumei Truma, you pay more, you pay Domim. So the Ramban explained the Svar, because even though Tashlumei Truma is Lupi Mido, he says, because Tashlumei Truma, the parsha of Tashlumei Truma only came to be machmarim, not to be mekel. It can't be that the din of Tashlumei Truma, the parsha of Tashlumei Truma, is coming to make kulusfer. That's not what I'm understanding the Gemara, what the Gemara means, like Gorim Gazan. It doesn't think it means like Rashi, that you're a guy, you know, you're paying Stam Gazan. Maybe because they're betraying his kasha. Maybe Tashlumei Truma didn't want to learn like Rashi, because they were bothered to betray his kasha. The Gemara is mashma that it's that there's no nafkamina in the case where the dhamma were more. Krager asked, if you're Rashi, there's lots of nafkaminas. But al kaponim, the ma'aseh, the Ramban learns pshat, he translates the words, legor megazan, to mean that when the Torah gave the parasha of Truma, of Tashlumi Truma, the Torah was coming to be machmer, not to be mekel. And if you would say that the femida mishalim, even when the femida is less, then it comes out that the parasha of Tashlumi Truma is coming to be mekel on him. If we're going to say, if we would say, that even when you have a parasha Tashlumi Truma, you also have chiyuvi gezel. So then, what's the raya that Tashlumi Truma have to be lufi dhammim because the Torah is coming to be machmer, not to be mekel? Yeah, that's true. The Torah is coming to be machmer, not to be mekel. The chumra is that he's anyway a gazlan, and now on top of that, we say the lufi midi has to pay peiros and chaimish, and in the lufi midi we made chumras. That's not a lufi midi might be less than dhammim. That doesn't mean we're coming to be mekel. Where do you see that we're coming to be mekel on it? But why not say l'olam l'fimi de mishalim even when l'fimi is less? The Gemara says, but like Gorim Gazan, the Rabban says the Torah came to be machmanim, not to be mekel. Yeah, the Torah is coming to be machmanim because without the parsha of Tashlumi Truma, he would just pay Dama Mas Gezel. Now that's still true. He pays the Dama Mas Gezel, but on top of that, the midi has to pay midin Tashlumi Truma with the chumis of Tashlumi Truma with chaimish and l'fita and peiros and whatnot. So the Torah is machmarana. Where's the raya that Tashlumi Truma have to be lufi dhamma? Here you see in the Ramban it's muchuch that the parsha Tashlumi Gezel is for sure out the window. Where there's no way that we're going to be chayav him in the Tashlumi Gezel. When the Torah said it didn't have Tashlumi Truma, that means Tashlumi Truma, and then it's not Tashlumi Gezel. Maybe from the fact you don't pay 200%, maybe that itself is the indication. But upon him, the Ramban took for granted that it's not that you're not the payal going to pay. You're not going to pay Tashlumi Gezel. You're only going to pay Tashlumi Truma. And if the din of Tashlumi Truma was lefimida, even when the lefimida is less, it comes out that the introduction of the parsha Tashlumi Truma may pay you a kula. Without Tashlumi Truma, you would have a din of a gazel. Now Tashlumi Truma comes, replaces the din of gezel, and you wind up paying less. How could it be? The Torah came to be machmir, not to be mekel. It must be that Tashlumi Truma is also lufi dhamma.
Can we repeat that?
Okay. We're doing a little bit of a karate over here. We're using the opponent's power against it. In Rashi itself, very clear. It's two parashas. You can see. Let's say this is the case thing about the dhammim is four, but the meat is onesus. The lufi meat is onesus, but the lufi dhammim is fourzus. So Rashi holds you pay onesus as tashlumi truma, peiros with chaimish, and it becomes chaydish and the whole thing. And the other three sources, you just give him a check. We didn't guess. So clearly, you have both parashas. Places in the Ramban hold it's not true. You have to pay four zuz midin tashlumi truma. Because that's only understanding of the Goyim Megazlin. The Goyim Megazlin doesn't mean he's also a Gazlin. The Goyim Megazlin means that the Parsha of Tashlimi Truma can't be more kal than the Parsha of Gezel. So if the Parsha of Tashlimi Gezel would have been Mechaya for Zuz, so the Parsha of Tashlimi Truma is Mechaya for Zuz. And then it has all the Chaymer of Tashlimi Truma. Now, from that fact itself, I don't know that there's not also a Chiyuv of Tashlimi Gezel. Maybe you have to pay for Zuz from both Parshas. Is that part, you have to pay four zuz als kesel, and you have to pay the same four zuz with the chaymer of tashlumi truma als tashlumi truma. That by itself is not a riot anything. And that's what I'm saying from Tysus, who doesn't give any hasbara. It's hard for me to say any proof. But the Ramban says a hasbara. What does Gemara mean like Gemara Megasim? What's the svar that truma can't be less than gesel? So Ramban says, because when the Torah said a special din of tashlumi truma, normally you steal something, you're a gazel. Now the Torah came along and said, if it's truma of a kohen, so the special halachas of tashlumi truma, pimida and peiros, chaimish and so on and so forth. So the Torah was coming to be machmir in tashlumi truma. The Torah was coming to say, if you eat truma, it's more chomer than gesel b'yam. Now, so therefore it must be that since as gesel b'yam he would have paid four zuz, so tashlumi truma can't be mekel on him, but he should only pay one zuz. Al-Kochachim, you didn't tashlumi truma, you have to pay forces. That's the Ramban explains. The Ramban is a very few words, but that's what he means. That argument only holds water if you assume that when you get the parasha of tashlumi truma, you're off the hook from tashlumi gesel. Then if tashlumi truma was lefi mida, it would come out that when you eat paris of stama guy, so stama Yisrael, you have to pay forces. You eat the payers of a kohen. You have to pay only one zuz. Lahokel, how could it be? The Torah is coming to be machmir and a chilus truma, not to be mekel. A riot, and it must be that you pay for that. It must be that tashlumi truma is mechayev from four zuz. But if you'll say that even that the rabban, if you'll say that no, actually both dinim are in play. When you eat truma, you're also a regular gazlan. So then, what's the riot that tashlumi truma is lefi domim? Maybe the oil tashlumi truma is lefi midah, and maybe mitzat tashlumi truma you only have to pay one zuz. So what does the Gemara mean? That what does the Ramban mean when he says the Gemara is arguing? It can't be the Torah is coming to be mekel. Why is the Torah coming to be mekel? The Torah is coming to be machmir. You eat somebody's food, you have to pay four zuz. And if it's truma, not only do you have to pay the four zuz that you anyway have to pay, but one of those zuzim has to be payers with the chaimish and the claim can't be mekel and all kinds of chumers. And that one zuz, the Torah is coming to be machmir on an oichel truma. Because there's the bedrock of gezel, and then on top of that, on the one zuz of lefimita, he has chumers also. So where's the Torah being mekel on him? So the Torah is masculine. That's for sure. That we take for granted that if you have a parsha of tashlumi truma, you're not going to pay anything else gezel. You're only paying us tashlumi truma. So therefore, the Gemara's argument is: if tashlumi truma would only be chayav in one zuz, that means that the fact that it's truma is good for him. It's a kula. If he ate chulin, he would have to pay four zuz. He eats truma, he only has to pay one zuz. It can't be that Torah was coming to be machmir, not to be mekel. It must be lefi mida that the shlomi truma is lefi domim if domim is one. That's the point that I'm making is the whole argument of that the Ramban puts into the Gemara. That's how the Ramban reads the words in the Gemara. The Gemara Megazlin only makes sense if you assume that regular chiyuvei gezel you don't have. All you have is tashlumi truma. So the chiyuvei tashlumi truma must be at least as chomer as tashlumi gezel would have been had they been here, because the Torah wasn't coming to be mekel. Only it was coming, rather it was coming to be machmer. So if that's the case, then Zochinu that we have in Machlokes, Kaponim between Rashi and the Ramban, with Tosfos it's hard to know exactly. But Kaponim, we have a Lumdash Machlokes between Rashi on the one end and the Ramban on the other. When you have a Parsha of Tashlumi Truma, is there also a Parsha of Tashlumi Gezel? Rashi for sure holds yes, and I think in the Ramban, I think the Cheshbon comes out in the Ramban that you don't. Tashlumi Truma replaces the Parsha of Tashlumi Gezel. I think some machlokes the Rambam on the right. That's good. I lost the pop up. I would explain for Chaimish doesn't mean Chaimish means 25%. Then the Rambam finishes off. Ula oilam ein mishalim elu lefi domim shayis shove b'shas achil ben shul huslu b'shas tashlumen ben shulka. So the Rambam paskins lefi domim mishalim. We already saw this. We already know the Rambam paskins lefi domim mishalim. Because that's Rabbi Kiva holds in the Hemshech Sukkah. That's Rabbi Kiva. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also. It's not so clear, but directly Rabbi Kiva for sure. So the Rambam passes Lefi Domim Misharim, and therefore the Rambam says whatever the Domim was B'shas Achila, I don't care if later on the Paris went down. You still have to pay Domim. Midah is not enough. The Paris went up. You also don't have to worry about Midah. You pay Domim. Bekitzer, you don't have to worry about Midah. Ben Jehuku Ben Jehuzlu, you pay Lefi Domim. Dr. Ivid, Ivid says, the Rambam says you only pay kishas achilo. Now we're used to it, the Gemara, that the Nidun is, it was worth four zuz b'shas achilo, and then b'shas tashlumin, it was worth one zuz or vice versa. That's the Gemara. The Ravid says there's another moment that's important. Not only the moment of achila, there's the moment of gezela. Before he ate it, he picked it up. The picking it up is a gezel. Like the Gemara Gesuvis. Remember the Gemara Gesuvis by Andaflamet. The Gemara that we had Machaik Sefayinova, but Kimlid Rabinei. According to the Chunyim and Akona, that this Kimlid Rabinei by Kores, what about Misa B'dei Shemayim, Machaik Sefayinova? The Gemara says Nafkamina for Truma, because Truma is only Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's not Kores. And then the Gemara says, what you want to say, Misa B'dei Shemayim, Achilas Truma, the Misa B'dei Shemayim patterns for moments. The Gemara says, that's simultaneous. The moment is when he picked it up. The Chi of Misa is when he eats it. So what's the Kimlid Rabinei? They're not happening simultaneously. Umar says the whole kimta tochav lechaver bevesabliyo b'mochnim that he can't spit it up and that's a nice somehow to get it that there was no chi of gezel until the moment of achila. But in a normal case where in a normal not fantastic tzirup, the normal case is you pick something up and you eat it. When you pick it up, you become a gazan. Then when you eat it, you have the chi of misa. You have the chi of truma. Time is the ravid. So what would be in a case where the ravid says you always pay tashlumi truma kishas gezel kishas achila? So the driver says, hold on a second. Shas achila. What about shas achzela? What if b'shas achzela was worth four zuz? And b'shas achila was only worth one zuz? But the Rambam sounds like, l'oilam eina m'shalam elu k'shas achila. So the driver, what do you mean? L'gar m'gazlan. A gazlan who stole something when it was worth four zuz. And then he ate it when it was worth one zuz. How much would he have to pay? Kol gazlan m'shalam k'shas achzela. Agamar quoted the Mishnah. Kol zakla kol gazlan m'shalam k'shas achzela. Not kishas achilu, kishas shvir. And the Ravid, where did that go? That's also like gar migazan. The Ravid is paraphrasing our Gemara. It says like gar migazan. That's also called like gar migazan. A normal gazan, if he stole something, was worth four zuz. He ate it, was worth one zuz. Again, the tzir in Agamara is a different tzir. Agamara is busy with the case. Agamara is not busy with the shas gzeila. Didn't change price between the gzeila and the achilu. Agamara is busy. It changed price between the achilu and the tashlumin. So fine. So we might as well say lefimi de mishalim. You pay like the shas achilu. But what if the Shas Achila, but the Rambam is saying Halacha L'maisa, Shas Achila is not the only moment that's dispositive. What about the moment of, the time before when he picked it up to steal it and stole it? So that's if that was more, if that was worth four zuz, and then by the Achila, and it's a Gemara, it's not like the Rambam is making up this case. This is also Gemara, this is Gemara Baba Kama about somebody who stole something that was worth one zuz, when it was worth four zuz, and then he broke it. He stole something that was worth four zuz, and then he broke it when it was worth one zuz. The Gemara says that he pays kishas exel. That goes into kol gazlan mishalim kishas exel. So this is the same thing. He picked it up. He stole the truma. He should pay for yeshaya forces. Then when he ate it, maybe he's only with one zuz. How can the Rambam say that you only pay kishas achil? The Ravid uses the lush in the Gemara of legar migazan. He's saying this is the same Gemara. This also goes into the Gemara about legar migazan. Now, When you pick it up, that's a chiyuv gazlan ba'alma. But not a chiyuv tashlumi truma. Tashlumi truma is only oichel. If you hold that the parsha of tashlumi truma replaces the parsha of tashlumi gazlan, and that's trapped even in the Gemara. And if you read the Gemara like the Ramban, Ligarim Gazan just means Midin Tashlumei Truma, you don't pay less than the Gazan would have paid had he been a Gazan. But he's not a Gazan. He's actually, there's no Pashav Kessel over here. It's only the Pashav of Tashlumei Truma. So then the Ravid has no Hasaga. And the Ravid's Hasaga is not fair at all. Yeah, of course, Ligarim Gazan. The Pashav of Tashlumei Truma is just as, can't be less Chomer than the Pashav of Gezel. So if Gezel would have been, if Gezel, you know, if Gezel is Lefidomim, So Tashlumi Truma also has to feel dumb when the Fidomim is more. Because the Torah is coming, the Parsha Tashlumi Truma is coming to make the Chumah. But Tashlumi Truma is Mishayev B'Shas Achila, not B'Shas when he picked it up. And therefore, who cares what it was worth when he picked it up? B'Shas Achila. That's not the time of Tashlumi Truma. The Parsha Tashlumi Truma kicks in when he eats it. And when he eats it, it's only worth one zuz. So the Ram is right.
For one thing and not the other.
You have a point in a way, because I say, but at the end of the day, it comes out that the Torah is being mikkel on him. If it was worth four zuz when he stole it, and now it's only worth one zuz, and the Ram is telling me they only pay one zuz, so I'm saying the Ram is like the Ramban. You know, Tashlumi Truma replaces Tashlumi Gezel. But it comes out at the end of the day, the Torah is being mikkel on him. Because had he only been a Gazan, he would have paid four zuz. Now that he has a parsha of Tashlumi Truma, he pays one zuz. So why don't you still say he's Ligarim Gazan? Yeah, but I think then if that's pushing it already too far. The Gemara says Ligarim Gazan, it's not Mestaber. If Gezel is Mechayevim Lufidomim, it's not Mestaber that Tashlumi Truma is Mechayevim less. But at the end of the day, so fine. So it's a svar that Tashlumi Truma is Mechayev Lufidomim, if Domim is greater. But you're still bound by the laws of gravity. I mean, the Tashlumi Truma can only mechayev what it was worth b'shas achilo. You know, you can't go back and say, well, let's make him pay like it was worth b'shas achzela. If b'shas achzela, there was no parsha of Tashlumi Truma, and it's only a parsha of Gezel, and Gezel is gone. So, you know, I don't think they're right. I don't think the Ramban means that mamish. We have to. It can't come out ever kulo. It means it's not mista. If tashlumi gezel is lefidomim, and tashlumi truma is replacing tashlumi gezel, so it can't be that tashlumi truma is lefimida, not lefidom. Tashlumi truma must also be lefidomim when domim is more, because it can't be more chomer than the parsha is coming to replace. But at the end of the day, tashlumi truma is mischayev b'shas achila. It's not mischayev b'shas agba. There's no way to make it if the achila was only with one zuz. There's no way to make him chayev four zuz for the agba if we're mischayev him in tashlumi truma. And I think that's the Pshat Rama. The Kitzu, what I want to bring out is that I think the Machlokes, the Ram and the Ravid, is the Machlokes Rashi and the Ramban. The Ravid learned like Rashi, that like Gorim Megazan means, yeah, he's Chayim in Tashlumi Truma, but he's Chayim in Gezel too. That didn't disappear. So if he picked it up, it was worth four zuz. He's Chayim four zuz, als Gazan. Then when he eats it, it's only worth one zuz. So fine, as Tashlumi Truma only pays one zuz, but he still has to make up the other three zuz that he's chayav to his gazlan. Maybe he'll write a check, but he didn't stop being a gazlan. That's the Ravid's time. And the Ramam holds that that's not pshat in Ligarim Gazlan at all. Ligarim Gazlan doesn't mean he's still a gazlan. He's not a gazlan because the parsha of Tashlumi Truma comes and replaces the parsha of Gezel. He's only paying within Tashlumi Truma. The Gemara just means that the din of Tashlumi Truma itself. It is, even if it's lefimido, that's only if lefimido is more, but if lefimido is less, it's like Goyim Megazlan, so it came to be machmer. The Tashlumi Truma has to have rules that are at least as strict as the rules of Gezel. If the rules of Gezel are that you pay lefidomim, the rules of Truma have to be also that you pay lefidomim if the domim is more. But if I have a different shasachil, Gezel is b'shasa agba, and Tashlumi Truma is b'shasa achila. And you can't look at the shah with the value of b'shasa agba when you want to know what he has to pay, meaning Tashlumi Truma. So the Rambam holds that it's true. He picked it up. He was a Gazan. But now when he eats it, he gets this new Parsha of Tashlumi Truma, and Tashlumi Truma replaces the Parsha of Tashlumi Gazan. So the Rambam is out there after the Rambam. There's a Kiddush a little bit in the Rambam that maybe we wouldn't necessarily know from the Ramban, because if I only had the Ramban, I would maybe say, yeah, Gezel replaces Truma, the Parsha of Tashlumi Truma replaces the Parsha of Tashlumi Gezel. if he was a gazan only, if he became a gazan b'shas achil, if they came simultaneously. But if the parasha of tashlumi truma was already there, he's already chayiv from the hagbah in tashlumi gezel. Maybe then, when the parasha of tashlumi truma comes along, maybe it doesn't displace the parasha of tashlumi gezel. The Ram says that doesn't make a difference, and then it's mistaba that way because otherwise we're gonna have, if you don't say like the Rambam, then you'll have to say that the Gemara that says like gomer migazlan, which according to the Ramban means that he's hakanata gazlan, but the rules of tashlumi truma have to be as strict as the rules of tashlumi gezel would have been. The Gemara is going to have to be talking about a case where it was tochavli bevesa blia, where they're happening simultaneously. I'm astounded. The Gemara is talking about a case of tochavli bevesa blia. That's the ulta of legor migazim. It's actually even in a regular case, he picked it up and he ate it, and still the Gemara is legor migazim, which according to Rashi just means that he's still a gazim. But according to the Ramban, and I think the Ram is learning like the Ramban, the Gemara means he's not a gazim, because then he would just pay a shoes and write a check. He's not a gazim. It's a din of tashlumi chumo. And maybe a kid. But the din of tashlumi truma itself has the rules that has to have rules that are as chomer as the rules of tashlumi gezel. But tashlumi gezel b'poyel doesn't have. He doesn't write a check. Again, if he still had to write a check, then we wouldn't come in to be machmer. We'd be coming to be machmer. And the whole argument is that we must be coming to be machmer. Anyway, I hope I'm clear. I think it's Agishmak. This bit the too much like it's in a fellow.
Why can't Rabbi say
Tosus
is masking the Ramban?
He might be masking. I don't have a riot. I don't have a smoking gun. Tosus by and all like the Ramban. But Tosus doesn't explain how he read Ligar Mikasa. There might be other ways to understand the svar of Ligar Mikasa. The Moshe, what I have in the back of my mind, there's a Teres Ram. Teres Ram is a Talmud of Bitzgo. That's a contemporary Achron, you know. But Israel wants to say Pshat and Gemara, Legor and Megadlin. He doesn't bring the Taisus in the Ramban, all of this he didn't just have. He had Rabbi Kvegas Kasha. He wants to say the answer Rabbi Kvegas Kasha. Legor and Megadlin, fine, so he'll write a check, but there's still Nafkaminas. What does the Gemara mean? There's no Nafkaminas. So he's Mechav on his own that Legor and Megadlin means that no, he didn't touch only Truma he has to pay for. Well, there are places in the Ramban. But the way he wants to say the Hasbara, for purposes of his own, he has his own fish to fry. But the way he wants to say the Hasbara is that even though to Tashlumei Truma, even though Tashlumei Truma is its own parasha of Kapara, but whenever you have Chiyuvei Gezel, the Chiyuvei Gezel are Ma'akev in the Kapara too, so now it becomes part of the Kapara. Like you have to satisfy the Tashlumei Gezel also to have the Kapara. But if we didn't Tashlumei Gezel, you chayav for zos. So then midin tashlumi truma, you're also chayav for zos, because anything that you're chayav midin tashlumi gezel becomes incorporated into the tashlumi truma. That's a whole different svar. I guess reasons why he says it, and it doesn't belong to our learning, and it's not so compelling. But upon him, there's other ways to learn the svar that midin tashlumi truma, you pay for zos. You know, that maybe there is a chayav gezel, but the din of the chiyuv tashlumi truma has to incorporate the chiyuvei gezel to there. The chiyuvei gezel are ma'akev in the kapar. So that's why maybe there's other ways to learn. A lot of the yashrus, the Taisus probably also like the Ramban, but I don't know for sure because Taisus doesn't really say that much. But the Ramban says the hasbara that the Torah came, that the din of tashlumi truma is coming to be machrolov and not lahokalolov. So in the Ramban's hasbara, I think it's mukhuch, that the din of the parashat gezel must be gone. Because if the parashat gezel was still here, then whatever the pasha, whatever truma would be icing on the cake. It's always lahachmir. Maybe it's just lefimida. Maybe it's only one zuz, but that one zuz is on top of the chiyuv gezel. It's varas lahachmir. So you see, the gezel is gone. It's only tashlumi truma, and if tashlumi truma are going to be lefimida, then they're coming lahachmir sometimes.
Because the Maharam says that just was holds like that also, that there's no midah l'kula. Or if you would say you also hold no midah l'kula, would it be the same bar?
Who says what?
The Maharam. And Tosos in Gittin, he explained Tosos as saying there's no Mido Kula. So if you could say within Tosos the same thing.
Okay, I was at a region, I can't even die, I can run like that. Akadakach. Everybody has their method of treatment. And then this is really pushed me. I don't know 1,000% if it's Muchach and Ramban either. Maybe there's other ways to understand the Ramban, but I think the push the way that comes out from the Ramban is like this. Maybe with this we could deal with the Sharam. Rabbi says, Perek Yud, halacha, halacha hey, in Trumas. That's the Rabbi. Halacha Truma b'mezid, b'hisrubay, loy kevein mishalem. Loy hisrubay, b'mezid, tahayu b'mishalem, akarid b'in mishalem, s'chaymish, right, the tamei or mishalim tamei etzim leishenu v'yul el hasok. The kitzur, the Rambam says, person ate truma b'mezid. Truma b'mezid. So the Rambam says, so normal, we know that halachas, the ate truma b'mezid, you have to pay keren. You don't have chaymish, b'mezid no chaymish. You have to pay keren. Look, the Rambam, but not if they would gave him asra. Because if they gave him a sword, then he gets malchus. And we always have rule in Vayna Leiku Mishal. Because you know that's one of the dinim of Kimli. Kimli Rabbani has two flavors. There's the Kimli Rabbani of Misu Mamun, the Mitu Misu Pata's Mamun, we learn from Leiku Osai. And then we have the din of Kedei Rishosai, that malchus and Mamun also malchus Pata's Mamun. So Ram says, and the Ram itself is, in a way, at first glance, very straightforward. Of course, if you're truma b'mezid, you have to pay, but not if you get malchus, because ain't a loikum shal. The mocha for the Ram is Yerushalmi, an ambition. The Mishnah says that if you ate truma's chametz b'mezid, you potter. But if it wouldn't be, if b'mezid, you potter. But you potter because it's chametz. If it wouldn't be chametz, you'd be chayv. If the Yishami, but ain't a like a Mishal. How do you pay for Truma? You ate Truma b'mezid. The kid said, Yishami, yes, every person who eats Truma b'mezid. Why does he have a Mishal? Every Eichel Truma b'mezid. It's not like it says in Torah. Eichel Truma b'mezid, it says in Torah, each get Eichel Kodesh b'shkog. Eichel Truma b'mezid doesn't say in Torah. So maybe not. Maybe every Eichel Truma b'mezid should be potter because he get Malchus. What happened to the rule of ain't a like a Mishal? So the Yishami answers, can't she Yisrubay, can't she lay Yisrubay? The din that Eichel Tumah B'mezid pays in the Chanami. If there's Malchus, you don't pay, but because you have Malchus, and Ein Aleichem Mishalem, that's always the rule. The din that you have to pay for Eichel Tumah B'mezid is Al Korchuk in a case where there was no Hasra for Malchus. So in Mele, he's Ein Aleichem. If he's not Aleichem, then he gets. By Aleichem Mishalem, there's no din of Shegi. Malchus only passes you for a moment if you actually like it. If you were a Shegi, then or there was no Hasra, then there's no Ptah. Okay, so the Rambam's Yerushalmi sounds good. So I think it's really, 1 second. I think we're in the second message. He ate Truma b'mezid. He ate Truma b'mezid. So if there was Hasra, so he gets Malchus, he's part of a mummy. When was the Chiv Malchus? When did it kick in? When he ate it. When's the Chiv mummy? When he stole it. So when Eichel Truma b'mezid, not Shaygu, we had a fancy, but Eichel Truma b'mezid. So when he stole it, he was Chai when he stole it. And the Emes, they add, it's a Gemara for Eshes. This question is a Gemara for Eshes. The Gemara in Ksuvah Staflama that we were talking about. The Gemara talks about a person ate Truma without Hasra. There was no Hasra for Malchus. But he ate Truma b'mezid. So even though there's no Malchus, but this means Yivrei Shemayim. We don't hold like a Mechuni Merakona, and we don't hold like a Bai, so we don't think the Misu Ben Shemai makes a Kimli B'Rabne. But the Gemara says that according to Rav Nechuni Ben Akona, according to Abai's version of Nechuni Ben Akona, Misu Ben Shemai makes a Kimli B'Rabne. So therefore, that's not coming from Abai and Rava. It's if Eitchum of Amazid, according to Rava, there's no Kimli B'Rabne. According to Abai, there's Kimli B'Rabne. I'll leave it Rav Nechuni Ben Akona. And that the Gemara turns around and says, 1 second, it's not simultaneous. The Chiv Maman is when you picked it up. The Chiv Misu Ben Shemai is when you ate it. So they're not happening at the same time. And all Gemara, Tochel Lechaver Beis Abliya, and it was unwelcome when he couldn't spit it back out. So Gansa Meisa, how you could have such a case that it was that the chiyuv gneiva was simultaneous with the chiyuv mamon was simultaneous with the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. Well, that's how you say, okay, so that gemara is not relevant to halacha because that's misa b'dei shemayim. We don't care about misa b'dei shemayim, but it's relevant to malchus. If they gave him hasrofa malchus, you have the exact same argument. So what's going? What's happening in this Rambam? It's not mashing around. He's talking about a case of tochel chaver b'sibliyo. Why talk about a case of tochel chaver b'sibliyo? Of course, the Rambam has Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the kashan of the Mishnah. You know, why you mishalim? Wouldn't be chomish. You'd be mishalim. What happened to the malchus? You could ask the same kashan Yerushalmi. Right? Maybe Yerushalmi is chelik in the Babli, but the Rambam can't be chelik in the Babli. Moreover, this belongs more to Eilun Haaretz, but there's a little it's Negev Yisayvus we're learning over here. So, moreover, the Gemara Ksuvos brings the raya from a member from Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that if somebody ate chaylev, even according to Menchunim and Akonah that karas patas from Tashlumen, chaylev is karas, you still have to pay. Because when you picked it up, you became chayev. When you picked it up, you became chayev to pay. And the chayev karas is only when you ate it. So that din, the Rambam brings lehalacha in Perek Beis of Gneva, halacha Dalad, not lagabi karas, because again, we don't pass like a mechunya ben akonah, but lagabi malchus. The Rambam says if somebody ate chaylev with asra and malchus, so the Rambam says he's not off the hook from paying mammon, because the chiyuv mammon is when he picked it up. The chiyuv malchus is only when he ate the chaylev. So it's not simultaneous. Unless it was tochel chaver basically. I don't even think the Rambam bothers to bring the case of tochel chaver basically. I don't remember for sure. But in a normal case, you pick it up, you chayev money. When you eat it, you chayev malchus. So it's not simultaneous. The Rambam himself passes that way with chaylev. So what's going on in this Rambam? It's exactly the same thing. What's the difference? Chaylev. The Rambam says you eat chaylev, and with hasra, with malchus, you still have to pay because the paying is for picking it up. The malchus for eating chaylev is when you ate it. So the same thing should be true over here. You ate tumah b'mezid. So what does Rambam say? With hasra, so you get. So Rambam says, "Ein aleikum mishalim." What do you mean? When he picked it up, he became chayev to pay. When he ate it, he's only the chiyuv malchus is only when he ate it. So it's not at the same time. So what's the Rambam Yishami? But it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. It's against the Rambam. So maybe Yishami doesn't think that way about chaylev either. Who knows? But the Rambam passing the din by chaylev, he passes the Gemara because it was lalach. So this what's that in the Rambam? The few we've been saying, we said all the guitarists in this Rambam. At least the beginning of the Teretz. We already saw in the Rambam a few minutes ago that when you have a parasha of Tashlum Yitzchumah, the parasha of Tashlum Yitzchumah replaces the parasha of Tashlum Yitzchumah. And therefore, the Rambam was mashma, that if you stole Truma and it was worth, at the time, 4 zuz, and now he ate it, and when he ate it, it was only worth 1 zuz. So he paid 1 zuz. Right, it is. Legorim Gazi. So explain. The Rambam said, no, Legorim Gazi. But he's not a Gazan anymore. The Rambam thought he's still a Gazan like Rashi. But the Rambam holds like the Ramban. The Parashah of Tashlumei Truma replaces the Parashah of Tashlumei Gezel. After the Kach, that even though Chiv Gezel was 4 zuz, because when he stole it, it was worth 4 zuz. Very analogous. When he stole it was worth 4 zuz. But now when he ate it, it was only worth 1 zuz. He doesn't have to pay 4 zuz, he only has to pay 1 zuz. Because even though the Chiyuv Gezel was Mechayev and Forces, but the Chiyuv Tashlumei Truma replaced the Chiyuv Gezel. So Chayyar Alberich Zem Amish, we could say over here. Yes, it's true. When he picked up the Truma, he became Chayyav to pay Als Gazlan. But then when he ate it, the Chiyuv Tashlumei Truma kicks in. The Chiyuv Tashlumei Truma replaces the Chiyuv of the Parsha of Tashlumei Gezel. And now he's only Chayyav within Tashlumei Truma. And within Tashlumei Truma is Kimelid Rabbanet. Saying aleikum mishal. Ah, you ask me 1 second. That's by Shoygeg. Who is by Shoygeg? But this Rambam is b'mezid. Ochel tumah b'mezid. That's what he's getting at. This is ochel tumah b'mezid. Mezid is not tashlumi tumah. Mezid is ordinary tashlumin. What's the answer?
The Ram
was Shitasa. The Ram holds that the Mesa is also personal mitzvah. The Ram holds Mesa to pay Paris. The Ram is Makkos and Gemara Ksuvas. That Kavalei Brach, we saw the Ram is Makkos from the Gemara Ksuvas. The Gemara says, the Mesa, there's a Chiyuv there's a Chiyuv, you have to pay Paris. So Rashi and Tosfos learn it means that not that he ate the Mesa, it means that he's paying the Mesa. But the Ram learns, I think it's the Rivam. Whatever, Tyson sends in your bomb, it's put from one of the Bali Tyson, that the Mesid means he ate the Mesid. And it's a big revach, because then the Tovah of Brocha makes it, the remarks calls it Midi the Chazli made to Mosai. What do you mean, Midi the Chazli made to Mosai? It's becoming Truma. It's not going to be Chazli made to Mosai. It'll feed the Rivan is Gavaldic, because no, it's the Mesid. It's not becoming Truma. Anyway, Akoponim, the Rama holds, basically in Gittin, when Yavamas, the Rama sheet, anyway, the fact is, the Rama sheet is, that the Mesid, you also have to pay Paris. It's also Pasha Peshlum Truma. Yeah, it's not, it doesn't have all the same dinim, it doesn't become Truma, and you don't need a Chaimish, it's not exactly the same, but you have to pay Paris. You see, it's part of the Pasha Peshlum Truma. The other day, I said, a Hezber, maybe it's Truma, Lagabi, the Matnus Kunish, not Lagabi, the Kdush Shabbat. It's still part of the Pasha Peshlum Truma, which means that it comes in to replace the Pasha of Toshlumi Gezel. So the Ram's far is Gavaldi.
Wouldn't there be a catch on the Ramban then? It doesn't say the Mesid. You pay the
Paris, wouldn't
you? Because
you're
the same pleasure as the
Ramban,
no?
Well, the Ramban doesn't have to stick a pair that the Mesid is also Toshlumi. The Ramban could hold, like all the other Rishayim, that the Mesid is a Gazan beyond. The world was talking about Shaggy. This Ramban is talking about Mesid. This Ramban with this Yerushalmi about Malchus. But that's not though. Everywhere else we're talking about Shaggy. In Agamar, we're talking about Shaggy. Agamar about the Fimidu Misham, Pidom Misham is talking about Shaggy. I mean, most of you should learn. Lefi the Ram, Agamar could also be the Mesid. The Ram, Lefi the Ram, the Chakir about Lefi Midu, Lefi Domim could be Mesid too, as much as in Shaggy. It's all payers. Rav Kagan says it prepares. That Lefi the Ram, the Gemara's Chakir, Lefi Midu, Lefi Domim is not only in Shaggy, it's Mesid too, but other, most other Shaggy all the way. But the Ram comes out Gavaldi. But there's one flaw. So far, it's Ramish Gevaldik. It's Ramish Gevaldik. It's built up. We have the Ram Perich Avov. The Ram says that the Raiva does, and the Ram says, you pay Kishas Achilo. So says the Raiva, what do you mean? Kishas Achzeli, where did that go? They're going to Gazel. Teretz says the Ram holds like the Ramban, that the Parashat Toshlim Gizela replaces, the Parashat Toshlim Truma replaces the Parashat Toshlim Gizela. So you don't look at the Shas Achilah. You only look at the Shas Achilo for the Shavius, for the price. So this is the same Ramah over here. The Ram says, if you like it, and you like it, then you potter. What do you mean? What happened to the Hagbah? He says, no, the Hagbah's gone. Hagbah, that was Gzela. He's not a Gatan anymore. Now it's Tashlumi Truma. Tashlumi Truma is B'shas Achila. B'shas Achila is Malchus. Ain't a like the Mishal. I is the Mesid. The Ram will shit toss it. The whole Chesed. Everything works out well, except.
Look,
that's not Truma. Chaylev is a regular Chaylev. Chaylev doesn't have all this magic. You eat chaylev, you're a regular gazan. It just happens to be chaylev. So you were a gazan for shasak bo, and the chaylev is now. The problem is the Gemara in Ksuvas. The Gemara in Ksuvas is also talking about truma. The Mesid, presumably. The Gemara in right there, it's also about Mesid. It's the Gemara in Ksuvas asks, how do you have, according to Gemara, the coin to have a Nechunya ben Akone, if you eat truma ben Mesid, you potter. According to Abai. Because Misa v'dei Shemayim papas from Mamun. And that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's not simultaneous. The chiyuv damim was when he picked it up because he's a gazan. The chiyuv misa is only when the chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim is only when he eats it. It's not simultaneous. The Gemara has to say gans best to bend over backwards. It was tough of the kaveri, but based on bliyah, bizarre cases. What's the Gemara's problem? Al derech the ramim over here in a chadami when he picked it up, he became a gazan. But now when he eats it, there's a new parsha of tashlumei truma, b'mezid. But we're going in the ramim tashlumei truma b'mezid. There's a new parsha of tashlumei truma. And in Tashlumi Truma, you have cumulative rabbi. Exactly the same as the Sarama about Malchus. You should have the same thing over there by Misa B'dei Shemayim. Let's get to the Gavort of the Rama is Gavaldik, but the Chor is still against the Gemara in Ksuvas. We explained the Svar of the Rama. It comes out very good. The whole Binyan, the Svar of the Rama comes out Gavaldik. But at the end of the day, it's against the Gemara in Ksuvas. So, all by itself, maybe that's not so terrible. The Rama had a Yerushalmi. So the Ram passing like the Yishami against the Gemara. Sometimes the Ram passes like the Yishami against the Babli. So we asked before, but it's against the Ram that Chaylev. I'm saying now Chaylev's nothing to do, but we could say more. There's two ways. I think there's two ways to do this. The Kasher Olam has clear, because I want to say not too mild. The Kasher right there, we have a beautiful stickle turn around. Mamish, everything coheres. The two Rambams, they Mamish line up one with the other. We have a Rambam that implies, in Perek Chavov, that if you, not Perek Chavov, Perek Yud Halacha Chavov, that we have the Rambam that we started with, that if you stole it, it was worth it was worth 4 zuz. But then when you ate it, it was worth 1 zuz, pay only 1 zuz. Rambam didn't say explicitly, but it sounds like you always go after Shasachim. In fact, they're right, they're going to Gaza. So he answered, no. The chi of truma that kicks in b'shas achila replaces the chi of gezel you had from before. Halberach said, "Mamish, we have this ram. The ram says, if you ate truma b'mezid with malchus because there was hasra, so it's gipotim and not tashlumim. What do you mean? What happened to lagba? You have a chi of gezel from before. Ask lagba. The answer is, yeah, but that was replaced when you ate it with the chi of tashlumim truma, and the chi of tashlumim truma is kimli dravenek." And I, it's amazing. It's like I said, the Rambam Shitasa, it's amazing. The problem is, but it's against the Gemara Ksuvos. The Gemara Ksuvos is talking about not Malchus in the moment, but Misa B'Shamayim in the moment. But the Gemara Ksuvos says, Lefir Ab Nechunya Ben Akana, Gemara holds, that Lefir Ab Nechunya Ben Akana, Lefir Abayi's version of Nechunya Ben Akana, Misa B'Shamayim Pathis for a moment. So every time you Truma B'Mezid, you put them in a Tashlum. And on that, the Gemara is, but it's not simultaneous. So Gemara says, yeah, we're talking about a special case, Tachub Le B'Vesub Li. What's the cash in the first place? In case they're not picking up, we're talking about Tashlum Truma. So Yichalai Olam, I can say two mahalach. The first mahalach, I can say this is a Rav Chaim, famous Rav Chaim. It's good I don't know, because we're a little bit busy with Kiryas Rabbah here. Chaim said, in stencil, it's not in the Ram, in the Rav Chaim stencil, Be'inyin Ein Elokim Mishal. Chaim said like this, we have two kinds of cumulative Rabbah, he said many times. We have cumulative Rabbah of Misul Mamun, and we have cumulative Rabbah of Malkus Mamun. And they come from two different Sukkot. Misul Mamun is learned that from Malchus and Mammon is learned that from Kedei Rishosai. So Chaim said that there's a fundamental difference between the Kimlu Rabbani of Misul Mammon and the Kimlu Rabbani of Malchus and Mammon. It starts off like this. He says, first of all, one difference, this is fine, this is not, this is the only of Chaim, but this is Chumasama Dabba Pashat, Matta Dabba Pashat. Misul Mammon, it's always Misa that Pathas Mammon, never the other way around. There's no Pasuk that Mammon Pathas for Misa. The Pasuk says that Misa Pathas for Mammon. Lo yi osen, onish yi onish. If there's no Misa, then you have Mammon. But if there's Misa, there's no Mammon. Malchus u Mammon, the Torah doesn't say that Malchus Pathas Mammon. The Torah says, Kedei Rish Osei, Mishim Risha Achas Atta Mechaive, Vyuta Mechaive, Mishim Shtei Rish Osei. You can't get both. And there's Onach Chaykes HaMaroyim, the Gemara Ksuvah. So if you can't get both, which one do you get? The Madomar and the Gemara that since you can't get both, you get Mammon and not Malchus. Mammon patas from Malchus. And we pass in like a Yochanan that no, Malchus patas from Mammon. But even according to Yochanan, Malchus patas from Mammon, the Gemara says there are exceptions where the Torah and the Pharisees do pay Mammon. Adam Zayman, you pay Mammon, even though there's a Chiyah of Malchus. And by Chayvah B'Chaveri, you pay Mammon, even though there's a Chiyah of Malchus for the laugh of hitting somebody. And the Gemara says, in those cases where the Torah is Megal, you pay, then faket, you know, you're not like it. Where did that come from? Malchus Pathas Mammon. In these cases, the Torah said that you pay. But where is it? Who says that then the Mammon Pathas for Malchus? The answer is, because the Yisrael is Kedei Rishos, you can't get both. So normally, if you can't get both, Rabbi Yechon holds, you get the Malchus and not the Mammon. But in those places where the Torah is Megal, you do get the Mammon, the din of Kedei Rishos doesn't go away. There's still a din, you can't get both. So now they're not getting both, since you do get the Mammon. They're not getting both. Now it translates into not getting Malchus. But that difference between Misa Mammon and Malchus and Mammon is some of the Musk. But the Chaim takes it a step further. Chaim says that therefore they're also different in another way. Then this is a famous shiloh, famous fakir. What's Pat and Kimli Ramani? Is Kimli Ramani a Ptur? Are you Potter? You're Potter for a moment? Or does Kimli Ramani just mean, like Rashi's lesson in Baba Kama, that Ein Lenu Koyach Lo Ein Shei Shtayim? It's a different based in that we can't be managed. Oh. But be'etzim yichayev. It's not so much, maybe a different time we'll talk about it more by Rechazdut. The Kshuta is a Machaikas Yishayim. Rashi Shita seems to be that it's a din in Beistin, that Rashi, Ein Lenu Kayach Lain Shishayim, and Taisus is a Mashma that it's din in, that it's a Ptur. It's not for now, I'm not going to even give you the Maram Kayim this one because it's not for now, but Rav Chaim wants to say, this is Rav Chaim, this is Yishayim. And this is really very controversial. Rav Chaim is, in Yishayim, there's no remnants to this Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim wants to say that there's a difference between Misa Mamon and Machkas Mamon. Misa Mamon is Taka Ptur. Misa Mamon is a din that Misa Patas Mamon, so that means Misa Patas Mamon, you Potter. Malchus Mamon is a din that England is a din that you can't get both. That's a din in Beistin that England Ukayach Lain Shishai. It's not a Ptur. Chai if you are. But the Maisa, we can't give you Malchus and Mamon. So if we can't give you Malchus, if we're giving you Malchus, we can't give you Mamon. But Be'etzim Yechai, listen to Vishim, I'm the Moshul Yechai. That's Rav Chaim's, Rav Chaim uses it to answer up some kashas and tesis and fillers. Anyway, this is Rav Chaim's shtickle term. Again, in Rishonim, you could find a machlokes Rishonim about the nature of Kibbutz Rabbanei. But Rav Chaim's distinction, as far as I know, in Rishonim, you're not going to find. It's a very radical Rav Chaim. And I'm skeptical about the Rav Chaim, but still, Rav Chaim's Rav Chaim, and I'm a leanist. Rav Chaim said it. So if we'll say like Rav Chaim, then we could answer the Rambam from the Gemara Ksuvos. But remember, the Gemara Ksuvos is still not Misa. It's Misa B'nei Shemayim, but the Chayim in HaKana holds Misa B'nei Shemayim. It's like Misa. It's like awesome, Misa B'nei Shemayim. It's like Misa B'nei Yodah, like Misa space. So there's more about Misa. When Rav Chaim, Misa is a Ptur. Agamor is Malchus Amon. The Rambam, rather, the Rambam that we're talking about is Malchus Amon. Malchus Amon is not a Ptur. The Chiyuv is there, just we can't give it, we can't poil execute it. We can't carry it out. So Mela, we can say that it's Hadvarim Chalukim. In the case of the Gemara Ksuvos where it's in Misa, so what do we want to say? We wanted to ask in the Gemara. Yes, it's true. When he picked it up, he was a gazan. Yeah, chiyuvei gzeila. But now he has chiyuvei. Now he has chiyuvei tashlumei truma. When he eats it, he gets the chiyuvei of tashlumei truma. The chiyuvei of tashlumei truma replace the chiyuvei gazan. So what's the Gemara's problem? Where he asks, what do you mean kimle b'drabine? But he's already a gazan from before. What's the Gemara's problem? A gazan from before, that's out of the window. That's the old news. That's yesterday's news. Today is tashlumi truma. The answer is, yes, today is it would be tashlumi truma, and that would replace the chiyuvei gzeila of Alma, if not for kimle b'rabinei. But now that there's kimle b'rabinei, that patas from tashlumi truma, so that means there's no din tashlumi truma. If there's no din tashlumi truma, then the chiyuvei gzeila come back. The chiyuvei gzeila only are supplanted by the chiyuvei tashlumi truma if you have a chiyuvei tashlumi truma. But if the chiyuvei tashlumi truma themselves are nifter, they're gone, then you have to pay them. Then you do have to pay me din gazan. The pasha of tashlumi truma is instead of the pasha of tashlumi gzeila. When you have it, but when you don't have it, you don't have it. Then you have tashlumi gzeila. That's the Gemara's kashin ksuvos. So therefore, the Gemara ksuvos says, what are you telling me? That since the misa b'nei shemayim, if each truma is since the misa b'nei shemayim, you potter from tashlumi truma. Maybe you are plotted from tashlumi truma, but what happens to the tashlumi gzeila? The minute the tashlumi truma are gone, so then you have then the tashlumi gezel come knocking at the door. So that's the Gemara Ksuvos. So the Gemara says, so why are you plotted? So we have to construct a fancy case. Talk of lechaver basically and sell it. The Rambam was talking about a case of Malchus Amamon. Malchus Amamon, you're not potter from Amamon, you're not potter from Tashlumi Truma. The Chiyuv Tashlumi Truma is here, but we can't execute it, we can't begive it, because we're busy giving you Malchus. But Be'etzin, there is a Chiyuv Tashlumi Truma. To the extent that there is a Chiyuv Tashlumi Truma, then there's no Chiyuv Tashlumi Gezel. When they pack it, we can't take money. Tashlumi Gezel you don't have because they've been replaced by Tashlumi Truma. And they are replaced by Tashlumi Truma. You have Chiyuv Tashlumi Truma. But for Poyle, we can't be Gaivit because they don't like the Mishal. And Lenu Koyach Lein Shishtai. So with Rav Chaim, that would maybe be, we could say a test. What? The Gemara Ksuvos is so many Misu Mamon. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara wants to say initially that misa b'leishah that according to Menachonim Menachana, if you eat truma b'meizah you potter, because since you chayev misa b'leishamayim you potter from the tashlumi truma. Frankly, who cares about the tashlumi truma? But you chayev gezel from before. So the question is, but the chayev gezel before was replaced by the chayev tashlumi truma. The answer is yeah, calls man that he not potter. But here there's a kimli b'drabanei yemisa b'dei shemayim that's pattering him from tashlumi truma. If he becomes potter from tashlumi truma, then he becomes chayim from tashlumi gezel. So the Gemara Kilu is asking, what are you telling me that if ituma b'meizid you potter because kimli b'drabanei? But if you potter, ask kimli b'drabanei, but the tashlumi gezel come back. So when I see that potter, so what's the point? So that's the Gemara Suvis's question. Gemara says, well, a special case. So here it's malchus amamid. By malchus amamid, you talk about potter from gezel. You're only chayim in tashlumi truma. That's a fancy teres miyash of the Ram from the Gemara Ksuvos. Again, it's built on Rav Chaim. Here, Rav Chaim is very good. But the question is Rav Chaim right? That's less clear. It could be maybe we could say a different mouth. Maybe we could say poshut to think. Maybe it's hakam achlekes and sugis. It's the linchpin of the Rambam. The linchpin of that. Now, this teretz I'm about to say, this I heard from Aria Weiser's or Shivan Ershel. So, this is the good he said. He said, but from everything we worked out so far, it really is Mispakish Mele. Maybe it's Haka. What's the linchpin of the Ram of Sheet over here? That's the critical piece here. Well, there's a few critical pieces, but one of the critical pieces is that Tashlumi Truma and Mezid are also in the parasha of Tashlumi Truma. They have to pay payers and so on. That's what makes the whole thing work. Otherwise, it's not Tashlumi Truma, it's Gezel B'Yama. You don't have this whole fancy thing. So the whole word is because Tashlumi Truma is also Tashlumi Truma. Maybe the Morang Suvis doesn't hold that way. Morang Suvis. No, it's the Ram read Argamar, Lagor Migasin, like the Ramban. That it says in Argamar Tashlumi Truma replaced Tashlumi Gezel. He's already an Agamar. Like Gorim Gazim, he read it like the Ramban. The Chi of Gezel goes away, so the Chi of Tashlumi Truma replaced it, and the Chi of Tashlumi Truma therefore have to be as chomer as the Tashlumi Gezel would have been. The Mokka for the Ramban, the Tashlumi Truma replaced Tashlumi Gezel. Ramban has, but Agamar is so much shagignet, we don't know that it's talking about Mezid. But the Ramban is going to Gittin and Yavamis that even the Mezid is in the Tashlumi Truma. You have to pay Paris. The Ram read like the Gemara in Kesuvos and the Gemara in read the Gemara in Gittin and Dalet and the Gemara in Yivam Esar. That's the that we were working on yesterday. The Ram read that like the Rivan, that Mezid over there means you were Mezid in the Achila. So it says in that Gemara that even the Mezid, it's Beteris. Even Tashlumi Truma of Mezid, you have to pay Peiros, and it's Beteris Tashlumi Truma. And if that's true, then even the Mezid, the Tashlumi Truma replaced the parasha of Tashlumi Truma replaces the parasha of Tashlumi Gezel. Again, we'll sort of recapitulate. And the Rambam said, and the Yerushalmi says that that there's kumelid rabbanei in our Mishnah, that there should be kumelid that article to a mezid, there should be kumelid rabbanei. And we're asking the Yerushalmi asking the Mishnah, so why in the Mishnah do you have to come out to chametz? So the Gemara answers, the Yerushalmi answers, tomed lo hisru boy, but if you hisru boy, then necham you potter. So what do you mean? What happened to he picked it up before? The answer is the Yerushalmi also goes that even the mezid is a parasha of tashlumi truma. So I'm at a lot of right, not only Yerushalmi. The Ramad Babli is also to that Messiah to the Yerushalmi that Tashlumi Truma that even be made it's a parasha of Tashlumi Truma, and if it's a parasha of Tashlumi Truma, then we go into the logic of Ligor Migazan. Ligor Migazan means the Chiyuv of Tashlumi Truma replaces the Chiyuv of Tashlumi Gezel. I have a Gemara in Kesuvos. The Gemara in Kesuvos thinks that he's a regular Gazan. Yeah, maybe the Gemara in Kesuvos holds Tashlumi Truma be made it and not the parasha of Tashlumi Truma. That could be a machlekes sugis, but the Ram rejected that sugya in Kesuvos in favor of all these other rights that the Ram had. That Tashlumi Truma b'Mezid is no different than Tashlumi Truma b'Shagig, which the Ram understood the Gemara to be saying replaces the parasha of Gazan. That's what we read the Gemara of Legorim Gazan. Doesn't mean he's also a Gazan. Then you have Rabbi Kregis Kasha, we need also a Gazan. It means instead of being a Gazan, he's not a Gazan anymore. The Gemara of Legorim Gazan. He didn't want to read it like Rashi because then Rabbi Kregis Kasha is a Gaval. He read the Gemara like the Ramban. The Gemara Megazin means he's not a Gazin, so therefore the Chilus Tashlumi Truma can't be more kal than he would have had to pay had he been a Gazin, but he's not a Gazin. So it says in Agamor Tashlumi Truma replaces Tashlumi Gezel. Agamor could be b'shoyig, but the Ram had Raya that Mezid is also Tashlumi Truma. The Ikir from the Gemara Gittin in the Gemara Yevamos, where he read it's a perishing Gemara that the Mezid you pay payers. Rashi and Tosfos Nidchak, it doesn't mean Mezid in the Achila, it means Mezid in the Tashlumin, and then they have a whole what's the Talmud of Bracha. But the Ram read the Gemara like the Rivan, beautiful. In the Ram is reading out of a Perish Gemara that Tashlumi Truma of Mezid is Perish, it's a Parish of Tashlumi Truma. Charles, and then you have Yerushalmi that this taka came later out of it. And you don't worry about the Hagbah. So everything lines up. I have a Gemara, so it was fine. So that Gemara, so it was maybe hold the Tashlum Mitzvah movement made it. And not part of the Parsha of Tashlum Mitzvah. That could be. Rabbeizer added, and this already a chap. Rabbeizer added that with this in the Yushuv, Astira, you have a case like this. This is Gemara in Ksuvus. Sorry, this is Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamites. And this is a whole people today, but it's just slightly stick of things. So I'm just keep with Ramine and Tashlum Mitzvah, so it's worth the time. No. This is a Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamites. It's also important Gemara to know. The Gemara says like this. Let's say a guy has truma that he anywhere any matnas kula, zreil chayim kevah, matnas kula. Let's say zreil chayim kevah, simple game. It's matnas kula. You have to give it to a kohen. He has not yet given it to any kohen, but it's mamon hashevet, and he has to give it to a kohen. And he's mazikit. Maybe he ate it up. Zreil chayim kevah doesn't matter. He ate it up. He threw it in the incinerator. There's no special parsha of eating. He was mazik matnas kula. So the Gemara says that he's potter. He was mazik mammon of kohanim. So the Gemara says it's mammon she'en loytovim. There's nobody has standing in basin to be toveim, because any kohen who comes to mammon to basin, he can say to that kohen, I was going to give it to a different kohen. I think I mentioned something a while back that there's no such thing as a class action suit. You need a kohen who's definitely going to be hurt by this to come and be toveim in basin. Otherwise, nobody has any standing to take him to court. In American Lola Hatto, you also have such a cap. B'Seich HaDvarim, the Gemara, when it talks about Mazik Madnas Kuna, B'Seich HaDvarim, the Gemara includes a case of somebody who ate Truma B'Mezit. What the Imam and Shein Lechev? The Rambam, he passes this Gemara by Israel Chayim Keva. The Rambam brings this halacha by Israel Chayim Keva. If you Mazik Madnas Kuna, you're Potter. I'll have to send you the Maramukhaim, because I don't have him in front of you. The Rambam brings that, but the Rambam paskins that if you eat, the Rambam says that if you ate tevel, you potter from paying. B'mezid, you ate tevel b'mezid, you potter from that you have not yet given to a kohen. Obviously, it's tevel. If you ate tevel b'mezid. So even though you have truma mixed in, so you're potter. But the chayim and medayik from the Rambam that is mashmah that if you were mafish the truma and you ate it b'mezid, then you're chayiv. Let's be kitzur. The Rambam says kimat b'feresh that if you have a case where I have peiris, I was mafish the truma sitting here on my table, it's supposed to go, I'm supposed to send it off in an envelope to my local chayin, and I ate it up. So the Rambam says you're chayiv. But the Rambam applies the Yechayim. He says you potter if it was tevel, but you didn't take off the truma yet. But apparently, if you took off the truma, then you do it. Then you chayav. You have to give it to a kohen. So the question is, why? First of all, it's mamash in the tevim. What's the difference? And secondly, it's against the Gemara because the Gemara kufam attests in the sugim mamash in the tevim. It says beferish that it applies. One of the cases over there is beferish, a case of truma that he ate truma b'meis. So mustamad of the answer, the pshat from the Rambam. The logic of the Rambam is the Rambam's l'shitosai. The Rambam holds it's a pasha tashlum mitruma. He's not a mazik ba'alma. Mazik ba'alma. Other rishonim hold. Most rishonim hold that the oichel truma mezid is a mazik ba'alma. So here is mazik moment of kohanim in general, but there's no particular kohen who could take him to beis din. But let's say a truma b'shoyge. Guy eats truma b'shoyge. Gavani has to pay. That's mishnayis. Tukum toyka. That's mishnayis. Let's say I have truma that I didn't yet give to a kohen and I ate it b'shoyge. Well, if you're preparing the chaimish, you have to give it to a kohen. If it was a particular kohen, you have to give it to that kohen. But if you haven't yet given it to any kohen, because if you already gave it to kohen, then you ate it, so you have to pay that kohen. But if you haven't, if it's truma that you haven't yet given to any kohen, so you give it to any kohen. But you have to give it to a kohen. You can't just say mamon shein l'tevim, because there's new passion to her with a kapara or whatever it is of tashlumei truma. But most of you know that's only b'shegeg. The Gemara in Kuchulin is talking about b'mezid. But the Rambam l'shitos holds that even b'mezid is a pasha of tashlumei truma. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter that it's moment shein l'tovim. Just like b'shogeg, you don't say moment shein l'tovim. So Rambam's b'mezid is fundamentally the same thing. So the Rambam is very good. The Rambam lines up with all the Rambams at oichel tumah b'mezid. That's 100% good. But it's against the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Tes. That if somebody ate truma b'mezid, the truma that had not yet been given to a kohen, so he does not have to pay it because it's mom and shein l'tayvim. There's nobody to take him to based. That Gemara seems to treat it like an ordinary mazik, like an ordinary mazik ma'amaskul. So here, Rav Eliezer said, this chap, in the Karami, it's a machaikas asugis. It's the same, we already see it's a machaikas asugis. That Gemara in Chulam, that's like the Gemara in Ksuvus, that truma, if each truma been made, it's just a regular mazik ma'amaskul. No, it doesn't have the pasha of tashlumi truma. So it's mom and shein l'tayvim. And so that's the monk service. It goes, and if you did give it ready to a client, then you're a plain ordinary goslin, and mida agbe, you chay from the agbo, and all of the repercussions. There's no special. That's that gemara in chulin is like the gemara in ksubas. That if you ate tumah b'mezid, it's like regular. It's not a special parasha of tashlumi tumah. But the Rambam had a gemara in Gittin daf nun dalet. The Rambam read the gemara in daf nun dalet. That in Gittin nun dalet, that if you eat tumah b'mezid, you have to pay peiros. That it is a parasha of tashlumi tumah. And that's the Rambam Paskin said that you have to, Rambam Paskin said that would be Paris, that if you eat Truma B'mezid, you have to pay Paris. Because the Rambam Paskin, like the Gemara in Gittin, he understood it like the Rivon, that if you eat Truma B'mezid, it is a Pasha of Tashlumi Truma. Well, if it's a Pasha of Tashlumi Truma, then it comes instead of the Pasha of Tashlumi Gezel, like the Gemara Ligar Migazel, like he read the Gemara like the Rambam. And if that's the case, so then if you eat Truma that you have, if you eat Truma that has not yet been given to a Kohen, you eat B'mezid, why do you have to pay? Because Tashlumi Truma, what Masik? You're not a Masik. Tashlumi Truma. That's the Pasha. No different than Bishayigi. Bishayigi, everybody agrees that if you eat Truma that you have not yet given to a Kohen, you have to give it to a Kohen. That's Mishnayis. So the Ram holds that Lididan, the Ram passed like the monks in Gittin. The same thing applies to the Mason. So you have to give it to a Kohen. So if that's the case, so then the Chiyuv Gzeila go away. And therefore, the Rama Paskin said, even if you truma b'mezid, you don't pay like the Shasta Gzela, you pay like the Shasta Achila. And the same thing, and therefore, like if the Shasta Achila was Kimli Drabine, then you put them. I what about the Achila? What about the Agbah? Yeah, the Agbah, that's yesterday. That was Gzela, but now it's Tashlumi Truma. And then Tashlumi Truma, you have Kimli Drabine. And that's the Yerushalmi, that they only have Tashlumi Truma b'mezid if it was like history boy, but if it's history boy, any like Kumashal. I don't say, well, everybody, what about when he picked it up? When he picked it up is irrelevant. And that's how the Rambam passes. That's the Rambam beer in Perikid Aloche. The Rambam passes like the Yishami because all these sukkahs, the Rambam, which we know the Rambam passes like, we know the Rambam passes, Tashlumi Truma B'mezid, you have to pay Paris. The Rambam passes like the Gemara in Gittin, because the Rambam held the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Yishami, all these Gemaras are conducing that Tashlumi Truma B'mezid is still Tashlumi Truma. And in Yishami, it's talk against the Gemara in Ksuvos, and it's the Gemara against the Gemara in Chulin. Those Gemaras hold Tashlumi Truma B'mezid is just ordinary mazik. That's why the Gemara in Chulin says that if you eat truma b'mezid that has not yet been given to a kohen, you potter mom and shein l'tayvim. There's nobody taking the base class action suit. So the Ram rejects that because the Ram says, yeah, but it's tashlumi truma. And the Gemara in Ksuvos also holds that tashlumi truma is an ordinary gazlan. So where's the kimli rabbinic? When you picked it up, you became a gazlan. You only chayv misa b'nei shemayim when you ate it. Must say a special case. But the Ram doesn't pass. It doesn't do la locha. Doesn't care about those gemaras. It's a whole heck of a year, but it's good. Okay, tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll talk and go on anymore. You know.